You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boysen, to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Gary, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Markets seemingly having a good start to the week. If we look at oil prices, we know we were supposed to get a peace deal. There was a signature. There's a video of President Trump signing the peace deal. Then there was conversations over the weekend that nothing happened in Switzerland and the Strait of Hormuz is closed once again. But amidst all of this back and forth, the oil price has somehow managed to stay below $80 a barrel.
Yeah, incredible. I think looking at it, the market, I think, believes that we are coming to an end of the conflict between the US and Iran, that the Straits of Hormuz will be opened, that we will get back to a more normal energy flow through the Middle East. As you said, a lot of, I suppose, a lot of fear over the weekend. But fortunately, by Monday, it seems that, progress has been made. I can see kind of one of the top headlines here, J.D. Vance just saying, great progress has been achieved towards a final deal. The foundations have been laid. Some of the negotiators have remained in Switzerland. Others have headed back to Iran and their respective countries. So it seems like the peace deal is going to hold. The conflict that we saw between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon also settling down. And for now, it looks like peace is on, and therefore we have a falling oil price as well. Oil currently trading on Brent crude contracts, $77.36 per barrel, and they're putting all sorts of pressure onto the likes of Sasol. Sasol did actually hold up fairly well today, and I think it might have been a little bit of the weaker currency as well, trading around 186. But like the likes of MTN, which is also often traded as a proxy for oil just because of the exposure to Nigeria, one of the big losers on the day, down around 3.5%. But as you said, overall, we had a little bit of catch up in some of the markets. So we had Asian markets closed on Friday. We had the US markets closed on Friday as well. So playing maybe a little bit of catch up. S&P 500 now down around 0.4%. The NASDAQ a little bit deeper in the red as well. But on our local markets, overall JSE All Share Index managed to chalk up about 0.11% gain. And it was really the financials that let us down a little bit, down 0.6. Resources looking strong with a big rally in gold prices and gold miners specifically. So the likes of Sibanye, Goldfields, AngloGold, all up strongly on the back of slightly firmer gold prices.
Gary, let's take a look at the international markets at the moment. You touched on the fact that US markets and Asian markets were closed on Friday for several banking holidays. Today, we got confirmation of the resignation of the UK Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, seemingly doing absolutely nothing to the FTSE trucking along as it was going to. We know that not all political leadership changes result in a movement in the markets, and clearly 10 Downing Street isn't too much of a concern for the FTSE at the moment.
Yeah, I think the resignation of Keir Starmer is very different from what we saw when Liz Truss resigned. And I think this is the seventh prime minister that the UK has seen in the last 10 years. So, and maybe markets getting a little bit more accustomed to this. But I think there were wide calls for Starmer to step down, obviously specifically going into future elections. We can see, how unpopular he was as a leader and just how popular, Nigel Farage is becoming in terms of reform. So I think this was expected by markets, which is why you're seeing a very muted reaction. As you say, FTSE 100 down slightly, gilt market also very, very stable, maybe a little bit, giving up a little bit of ground on the pound versus the dollar. But that even coming back to flat, as the day progressed. So very little reaction from the broader markets, but I think largely because this was expected. And I think the idea that there isn't going to be a chaotic leadership fight, it does look like Andy Burnham at least is going to be the effective successor. And I think markets are absorbing it maybe a little bit better. This is, as I said, very, very different from some of the leadership changes that we've seen in the past.
Gary, how will this likely influence markets going forward? Understanding, of course, that UK markets, by and large, operate almost external of or without any interference from 10 Downing Street. But again, you speak of market confidence, and we've seen that that's become even more important in all markets, our own markets, international markets, US markets. There seems to be a need for reassurance and confidence. Do we think that regardless of who the new prime minister is, I mean, I see at the moment Andy Burnham is front runner to be the next prime minister. We don't have any confirmation of that as yet. But going forward, do we start to see markets potentially respond to a certain kind of prime minister the same way they respond to a Fed chair appointment? Or is this very much just, given how many prime ministers the UK has gone through, a run-of-the-mill change?
I don't know if it's a run-of-the-mill change. Like I said, I think very different from some of the changes that we saw previously. And I think what investors are looking for is just that whoever the new prime minister is, that the UK government holds a credible fiscal line. You know, technically, Andy Burnham is perhaps a little bit more left-leaning, which markets are, of course, not going to like. But I think, like I said, it's about an orderly handover and transition of power. If that happens, you know, things will probably move along. But I mean, the UK has its own, you know, significant challenges. And when you talk about markets are composite for so many different factors. So if you're looking at UK equity markets, for example, so the FTSE 100, you know, a lot of the FTSE 100 is commodity driven. It's commodities and banks, essentially. So if you look at it and we get, you know, a significant commodity run, we see commodity prices starting to move up. Some of the big diversifieds that are listed on the UK exchange will move up in tandem with that. And as you say, it becomes quite divorced from the political situation in the US. The UK market is very developed. They have large multinational companies that trade there as well. You know, the likes of, let's say, you know, Royal Dutch Shell, for example. You know, if we see, you know, the Straits of Hormuz opening, we see oil prices down at $60 a barrel, it's going to put pressure on that. That's going to, you know, assist to put pressure on the index as well. If we see a rising interest rate environment, I mean, UK banks, you can imagine doing fairly well, the likes of Lloyds and HSBC, which are significant constituents in the index. So yeah, when we talk about financial markets, yes, we want certainty. Yes, this does increase, I suppose, the political uncertainty around the UK. But I think it depends how it pans out. And as long as there aren't major ructions in the transition of power, I don't think we're going to see any significant sell-off necessarily in the UK markets. And because, you know, the commodity players are so high beta, they tend to move, you know, external of domestic factors. So, yeah, from an equity market point of view, yeah, absolutely. I hope markets can ignore it, and I think markets will, so long as it doesn't get too out of hand.
Gary, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the Rand. Below 16.50 on trade at the moment. I think we're at 16.38. 1640-ish was the last read about 2 or 3 minutes ago, but dipping below that 1640 level ever so slightly throughout the day, holding steady against the US dollar and against all of the other majors. Think we're having a good week for the Rand? Do you think it'll be a good week as we look to wrap up the month of June?
Yeah, but I think if you look at the local currency at the moment, and we're just chatting about it, so recent inflation numbers coming through in South Africa, and I understand I'm talking headline inflation figures, which include energy and food prices, which are incredibly volatile. But, you know, our yes, everyone's inflation basket is different, sure. But if we look at our headline inflation rate, we're at 4.5%. If we look at the US headline inflation rate, and yes, energy, et cetera, 4.2%. So our inflation rates right now on the most recent print, kind of comparable. Yet our interest rate, our benchmark interest rate is sitting at 7%, and the US benchmark interest rate is sitting at 3.75. So we have a 2.5% real interest rate in South Africa versus the US that has, 0.45% negative real interest rate. So yeah, I think the currency can get a little bit stronger because, like, yes, there's a risk premium in South Africa, but I think our Reserve Bank has done incredibly well. And looking at it, that preemptive interest rate hike, I think, has done a lot to just soothe the nerves and kind of protect the stability of the currency. Obviously, we can import a lot of inflation as well. So yeah, looking at it, is 1640 a reasonable level for the currency? I think so. I think I think we're doing fairly well as a country at the moment. And looking at some of the things going on overseas, yes, obviously with Walsh coming in and having his first meeting for the US Fed being a little bit more hawkish, that's helped to lift the US dollar. So we've got dollar index at around 101 at the moment, but and that's the dollar against its six major trading partners. But I think South Africa holding up very well as an emerging market in this environment.
What I'm hearing you say, Gary, is we could be doing better. We'll take the win that is doing well, but we could be doing better. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, sharing his thoughts on the Rand at 16 Rand 40, markets making sense of the peace deal from an oil perspective, and what we make of all the numbers in between.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.